the federal government's shake-up of the intelligence and espionage laws. It's attracted strong criticism from across the board, from groups as various as media companies and the Catholic Church, for instance. Lawyers, doctors, charities, universities too, worried that they're going to get caught up in the government's push to crack down on foreign interference. To find out more about these laws, what they mean and some of the reaction, this report from Stephanie Smale.
The federal government says it wants new laws for a new time, proposing a raft of measures to stamp out foreign interference. But there's concern the moves will hamper public debate and create unnecessary red tape for organisations like charities. A so-called foreign influence transparency scheme is on the list of changes, a compulsory register of those working with or for a foreign entity. The Catholic Church argues all of its members could be forced to register as agents of the Vatican. Toowoomba Bishop Robert McGuckin addressed the parliamentary committee reviewing the laws this week.
Given the fact that the Catholic Church is made up of millions of individuals who belong to or are employed by the Church, it seems to me that every Catholic involved in advocacy may need to register and to report. That every Catholic who writes to you or arranges a meeting with you or speaks with you on the street, and we think this is a lot of registrations and not too sure how this is all going to be handled.
Maurie Bales from the Law Council of Australia says the legislation is so broad, a lawyer filing a routine registration form with ASIC on behalf of a foreign company would have to be on the register too.
At the front end, the register, in our argument, is potentially too wide and captures a lot of what might be described as benign activity, particularly, for example, in the charity sector. And at the other end, the exemptions are arguably too narrow and should be wider.
Elaine Pearson from Human Rights Watch acknowledges the need to increase transparency and crack down on foreign interference. But she says the changes go too far.
Restricting foreign funding for political donations is absolutely something that the government is entitled to do and may want to do. However, it's massive overreach to restrict foreign donations to the work of organisations that are engaged in lobbying or advocacy or that, you know, are trying to encourage political discussion of issues.
There's also concern about moves to expand the definition of espionage to cover activity the government considers a risk to national security. Under the laws, it would be a criminal offence to receive classified information without authorisation. Elaine Pearson says the government needs to narrow the bill to protect journalists and whistleblowers.
We don't have a problem with some of the new offences of foreign interference, and I think there could be good reasons for Australia to introduce some of those provisions. However, we do want a distinction to be made between foreign interference in Australia's political system and the activities of journalists, foreign journalists, but also Australian journalists, in uncovering incidents of corruption, incidences relating to, you know, national security that are deemed to be in the public interest.
Others point out the punishment for receiving classified information is the same as leaking it. The Law Council's Maurie Bales argues that's not fair.
There's insufficient differentiation between the culpability of an insider who is dealing with Australian classified security information and an outsider who may be receiving information from another source. And we have put to the Parliamentary Committee that there ought to be a greater cascading of offences so that the relative culpability of an offender is more fairly distributed, that insiders who are handling security and classified information ought to be regarded as having a greater culpability if they were to commit one of these offences.
The Attorney General Christian Porter told RN Breakfast he will consider all of the submissions, but he argued significant protections already exist to protect whistleblowers.
All of the bodies seem to acknowledge a need for these two pieces of legislation and what they seek to achieve. Yes, it is the case, however, that some have argued that drafting can be improved. Others have argued that there should just be large carve-outs and exemptions. So, you know, it probably won't surprise your listeners that the lawyers say it's very important, but it shouldn't apply to us, as do the journalists.
Paul Farrell is the National Security Reporter for BuzzFeed Australia. He says the proposed laws would hamper media freedom.
What it means on a practical basis is that if, for instance, a journalist was leaked a large amount of documents and sought to publish those documents in the course of a public interest news report, the journalists themselves, as well as all the researchers, editors and production staff involved in the dissemination of that material, could potentially face jail time. Now, there is a defence to this, and that's important to note, but the defence only allows for fair and accurate reporting, which is an extremely nebulous term and one that news organisations have warned will potentially leave it up to the courts to determine what that phrase means.
He argues the federal government hasn't made it clear exactly why the existing laws need to be overhauled.
The government has an obligation when it is creating laws to ensure that they are necessary and proportionate to respond to a particular threat or issue. I haven't seen the government address this particular point on any occasion in any clear detail.
That's Paul Farrell from BuzzFeed Australia, ending that report from Stephanie Smale.